Rav Asher Weiss, March 26, 2023, Inyanei Diyom of Pesach.
Yeah, so we did all introductions before the Rosh Hashiva came in because we wanted to make sure that every moment is precious. So without Nukva the Torah, Harav Weiss, Asher Weiss, Shlita, we'll talk about Inyanei Pesach.
Sorry, I wasn't just wondering. I wanted to make sure we had the chair ready for you.
Is this okay?
So last time I was here, Baruch Hashem, I was walking on crutches, and now, Baruch Hashem, standing on my own 2 feet, and I thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu. We should be able to keep it up for many, many wonderful years to come. So it's once again a simcha to see you all, and this is a very busy day. This is my 5th shiur today. Hope it's the last. No, you can never know. So Baruch Hashem, 30 yom lefnei Chag, shoalim v'dorshim berchot Chag, and some it's a machlokes in the Gemara, whether it's 2 weeks or 30 days, according to both opinions, time has come. So today, my dear friend, Shai Lesnick, also known as Mark Lesnick, but I think almost the first time we met, he told me, please call me Shai. So just reminded me today the various different topics we discussed in the past 5 or 6 years in Beit Shemesh. And because in my experience, people usually remember my shiurim, and it happened to me more than once that I give a shiur and somebody walks over to me, 11 years ago I heard this shiur, you know, there and there. So just sitting in the car on my way here, I just put some things together. And today we will be discussing Hallel B'Leil HaSeder. So obviously Hallel is an integral part of a Godesh Shel Pesach. Actually, Tosfos says in Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches that the reason we drink Dalet Kosos, so the Rashbam and Rashi and Psochem Daf Tzadik Tes say we drink Dalet Kosos Keneged Dalet L'Shoyne Shel Geula, and that is what everybody knows. But Tosfos in Sukkot says, Mistoma lo tiknu dalet kosos. And that's an interesting expression, Mistoma. Tosfos writes, probably, perhaps. The reason we drink dalet kosos is because we say 4 brachas. And each of these 4 brachas should be a kos shel bracha. The first bracha is Kiddush. And then we have a bracha on the Geula. Berachas Hamazon, Hallel. So we have 4 brachas. 4 brachas, 4 kaisas. So obviously, Hallel is an integral part of a Godesh of Pesach. And the Pasuk says, Hashir Yelochem Kaleil Hiskade Shachag. But in Simen Tov, Pei Zayin, Siv Dalad, we find the Machloikis, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch says, our minig is to say Hallel Bebeis HaKnesses with a bracha. And that is the minig of Svaradim, and that is the minig of Hasidim. Hasidim and Svaradim say Hallel in Shul with a bracha, Hallel Sholim, before going home for the Haggadah. The Ramah says, Ein Anu Noyagim Kein, minig Ashkenaz, we don't say Hallel at all in Shul, we only say Hallel B'Leil HaSeder, each and every one of us, at his Leil Seder. So what is the origin of this minig to say Hallel in Shul? So it is clear in Masechet Soifrim in Tesefta in Yerushalmi that we do say Hallel in Shul, but is that the Ikka Hallel or not? Some Rishonim indicate that the Ikka Hallel is in Shul, but most of the Rishonim say no. When the Navi says, Asher Yerachem Kalel Eskad HaShachag, the Navi is referring to the halal we say, B'Leil HaSeder. It is part of a Godesh of Pesach. So why do we say halal in Shul? We find three different reasons. Number one is the Tosefta, quoted in Tosef's Brochas Daf Yudalet, Amei Aratzot. The same reasoning that there was a very common minhag to say Kiddush and Avdola in Shul. And Tosef and Psochem Tzadik Tes, the Rosh as well, and many other Rishonim explain in days of yore, some people just had no homes, the homeless. Today the homeless are out on the street freezing from cold. Once the homeless were in shuls. You know, there's a famous book printed in America about the Litvish town of Aishishuk. And there's a chapter in that book about the Mishigoam of Aishishuk. The shul was always a haven for the strange, for people that had nowhere to be. So the shul is always embracing. It's always... So for the people that are guests and they have no homes, we say Kiddush and Avdola for them. At least they should be Yotze Kiddush and Avdola. So Tosis quotes at the Sefta, same for Halal. Some people might not have a Seder. So we try to invite them, but maybe we miss some of them. And that is why we say Halal and Shul for Amei Arutz. They might go home to their Seder, but they don't know how to say and what to say, and that's why we say Halal in Shul. That is one reason. The Turin Simitov Ayin Gimel says the reason we say Halal in Shul is because you can't say a Brocha on the Halal you say at home at the Seder. And we do want to say a Brocha on Halal because Halal B'Leil Pesach is a mitzvah. Hashir Yelezeh Lochem Kelel Eskadesh Echag. And we can't say a brocha on the halal of the Agoda, and that is why we say halal and shul with a brocha. And why can't we say a brocha on halal of the Agoda? Two different reasons. One reason is because we split the halal. We say half of the halal before the suda and half halal after the suda. And why do we split the halal? Minchasosha Agodesh of Pesach. I quoted the Yerushalmi. Because the two first prokem and halal refer to Yetzias Mitzrayim. The later prokem refer to the Gula Shlema that we are still awaiting. So before the Suda, we deal exclusively with Yetzias Mitzrayim. After the Suda, it is about our wish and dream and tefillah to see the Gula Shlema. And because you split the halal, you can't say a brocha. And that is why the minhag was to say halal and shul in its entirety without a hafsaka, in order we should be able to make the bracha. That is reason number two. That is reason number one why we can't say halal, we can't say a bracha on the halal of the Agada. Another reason we don't say a bracha on the halal of the Agada is the Ran Daf Chaf Vav Omed Beis B'Dapei Haraf B'Mesech Dapei Harif. And the Rif, the Ran quotes Rav Haigon, the halal we say in the Haggadah is actually not halal, it is shir. Kol Shein Hanavi, Ashir Yerlochem Kalel Eschad Eshachag. And we don't say a brocha on shiro. We only say a brocha on mitzvahs halal. And that is why we say halal nishur in order to make the brocha. That is reason number two. So reason number one, Amei Aratzos. Reason number two, we want to say a brocha on halal. Approach number three is a big chiddush of the Gro. And the Gro is actually in Hilchos Chanukah, Timin Tov Reish Ayin Aleph, as well as Tov Pei Zayin. And the Gro sees something similar in two different minhagim. Ad Lukas Nachanukah Bebeis HaKnesses, and Halel Bebeis HaKnesses. Both of these mitzvahs person performs in his home. Ikar mitzvah Nechanukah Lahadlak Al Pesach Beisoy Mebechutz. And the real Halel we are required to say B'Leil HaPesach is the Halel we say on Seder Agoda at home. But there is something similar with these two menhagim. And according to the Gra, it is Pirsum Anesa Shel HaTzibur. Now, Hanukkah is all about Pirsum Anesa. And that is why we are required to be Madlak al Pesach Beisoy Mebechutz. There's the private Pirsum Anesa. Each and every one writes on his door, outside his door. Then there's the communal Pesuminisa, Penuminisa Shelat Sibur, and that is Ner Chanukah Bebeis HaKnesses. The Gaon says the same regarding Halel Bebeis HaKnesses. Let us say it is all about Pesuminisa, specifically Dalet Kaisis. But the entire concept is Pesuminisa. So each and every one of us has his personal Seder and his personal Halel. But then we say halal together in shul, and that is Pirsuminisa Shel HaTzibur. So we quoted three different reasons. What is the source, the origin, and the rationale of halal in shul? So Minig Ashkenaz is not to say halal in shul. Minig Sfarad, and that is the Psaka of the Bais Yosef, we say halal b'leila seder in shul with a brocha. And this brings us to a big kasha. In Siman Tov Chav Beis, there is a machlokes the Ramo and the Beis Yosef. Do we say brocha an halal b'rosh chodesh? And in that case, in Siman Tov Chav Beis, the Machaber says we do not say a brocha an halal b'rosh chodesh because it's only a minhag. And according to the Rambam, we do not say a brocha an haminhag. So the Rambam is in Perek Gimel Mehilchas Chanukah, because all the dinam of Halal in the Rambam are in Perek Gimel Mehilchas Chanukah. And the Rambam says, Halal b'Rosh Chodesh is not me'ikar adin, it's only a minig, and therefore we do not say a brocha. And the Ramo is the one that says, you do say a brocha on Halal b'Rosh Chodesh. So once again, Sfardim don't say a brocha Halal b'Rosh Chodesh, and Ashkenazim do. So regarding Halal B'Leila Seder, the Bais Yosef clearly says, we do say a brocha. Now the Ramo doesn't say, we say Halal without a brocha. According to the Ramo, we don't say Halal at all, neither with a brocha or without. But there seems to be a clear steer in Shittas of Bais Yosef, because Halal in Shul B'Leila Seder is definitely a minag. Me'ikar HaDin, it is only the Halal B'Leila Seder. So why regarding Rosh Chodesh, the Bais Yosef says, you cannot say a brocha? And the Ramo says, you can. And this is a machlokes Tosfos and the Rambam. I quoted the Rambam, Perek Gimel Melechas Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh, you cannot say halal with a brocha. Tosfos, Brochas Yudalad, and an additional sources in Shas says, you could say a brocha on a minig, and you do say a brocha on a Rosh Chodesh. There are some Hasidim, Slonim, Karlin, Biyan, they do not say a brocha on halal b'rosh chodesh, even though obviously they're Ashkenazim, like all the other Hasidim. Most of them, at least, are Ashkenazim, because these three chassidim were the earliest Hasidim to come to Eretz Yisrael 200 years ago, and therefore then they were a small minority, and they took upon themselves minhogei Eretz Yisrael, and minhag Eretz Yisrael was based on the Beis Yosef, Mora da'aradi Yisrael, and that is why up to this very day, they do not say halal, a brocha, and halal b'rosh chodesh. So we need to deal with the question, what is the difference between halal b'rosh chodesh, according to the Bais Yosef, Siman Tov Chav Beis, following, as always, in the footsteps of the Rambam, we do not say a brocha and halal b'rosh chodesh because it's only a minig. So why does the Bais Yosef say we do say a brocha and halal b'leila seder, which is also just a minag? So, the same question would arise, Tof Resh Ayin Aleph. Sheikh Hanoch says, the minig is to say a brocha and lukas nach Hanukkah bebeis haKnesses. So what is the difference between nach Hanukkah bebeis haKnesses, which is only a minag, and halal b'rosh chodesh, on which according to the Sheikh Hanoch, we do not say a brocha. So going back, what is the reason and the origin, the rationale for lighting nach Hanukkah bebeis haKnesses? Similar. One reason we find in various sources is Amei Ratzon, or some people just don't have homes, and they stay in shul. And if one doesn't have a home, he can't light Ner Chanukah Pesach Beisoy Mebuchus because he has no Pesach Beisoy. And therefore, at least they should have part in the midst of Ner Chanukah, we light in shul. Tshuva Sarivash suggests the meaning of Ner Chanukah Beis HaKnesses originated in the days B'Shas HaSakana, when people could no longer light their Pesach HaBayis Mebuchus because there was a decree that Jews should light Ner Chanukah. And there was no persumenism, because B'Shas HaSakana Manichai El Shulchanoi V'dayoi, to have some form of persumenism, that is when the minik originated to light in shul. However, in Bir HaGrom, as I quoted just a few minutes ago, he sees these two minhagim as two sides of the same coin. Persumenism shel hayochid and persumenism shel hatzibur. And that is why these two minhagim are an exception. And even according to the Beis Yosef, we do not say a brocha on Halal B'Rish Chodesh, we do say a brocha on Ner Chanukah B'Beis HaKnesses and Halal B'Beis HaKnesses. We do say a brocha on Persumenisa Shel HaTzibur. But the question would still be the same. Why does it make a difference? What is the rationale of this minag? It's still a minag and not a din. And if the Rambam feels we don't say a brocha on a minig, and that is the psak of Shulchan Aruch following the footsteps of the Rambam regarding Halal B'Rish Chodesh, why do we say a brocha on these two menhagim? Okay, so the rationale of the minig is Persumenis Shel HaTzibur, but Chazal were not metakan Persumenis Shel HaTzibur, only Persumenis Shel HaYochid. And everybody agrees, neither Halal in Shul B'Leila Seder, nor Adlukas Ner Chanukah B'Beis HaKnesses are not Me'ikar HaDin. They are a minik, so why do we say a broch? So let me share with you my feeling. Ma Bein Minhag LeMinhag. And there is a difference. And the difference is actually twofold. So let's start about the difference between Halal B'Rosh Chodesh and Halal B'Leil HaSeder. And the difference is twofold, and maybe two sides of the same coin. Is it a proper Halal or not? So the Halal we say on Rosh Chodesh is Chotzi Halal. We omit two different brokim. And that is why we cannot say a brocha. It's not a real Halal. It's only a partial halal. Masha Ein came the minig to quote halal in its entirety, B'Leil HaSeder. That is one difference. And the other difference is this Ezman Hara'ui LaHalal. So the takona to say halal is Yomim Toivim. Sholosh Regolim we say halal. So Pesach is Ezman which requires halal. It justifies halal. Well, not necessarily by night in shul, because the Mishnah Megillah Daf Chof says halal we say by day and not by night. But Yom Tov is Yom Tov, and Sholosh Regolim is Sholosh Regolim, and Leil Yom Tov is still Yom Tov. So the time is a time which is fitting for halal. Sholosh Regolim, Rosh Chodesh is not Yom Tov. Rosh Chodesh is not a regel. So Rosh Chodesh, it is only a minag and not more. So these are the two fundamental differences between Halal in Shul B'Leil HaSeder. This is a time which is fitting for Halal. Not only because it's Sholosh Regolim, because it is Leil Hiskadosh Achag. And Leil Hiskadosh Achag, we are to say Halal. Hashir Yerachem Kaleil Hiskadosh Achag. Yes. So the chiyuv is B'Leil HaSeder, at your Seder table. But after all, it is a zman, which is mechuyev b'halal. And the halal we say is a proper halal. And that is why, according to the Rambam, even according to the Rambam, you could say a brocha. Halal on a shchoidish, this is not a day which requires halal. It is not a yom tiv. So there's a deficiency in the Zman, and there's a deficiency in the Chefza. This is not a proper halal. It is only a partial halal. And that is why, according to the Rambam, we don't say a brocha halal b'Rosh Chodesh, but we do say a brocha halal b'Leil HaSeder. Yes, it's only a minig, but the time is proper to say halal, and the halal we say is a proper halal. And the same regarding Ner Chanukah b'Beis HaKnesses. So Ner Chanukah is about Persum and Issa. Chanukah is Chanukah. This very same time is the time of Hadlukas Ner Chanukah. And when you're light in shul, it is a proper hadlukah, because it is Persum and Issa. And that is why, in this case as well, even according to the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, you could say a bracha. So what I mean to argue is, not all the minhagim are the same. And even though it's a machlokes Tosfos Rambam, whether we say a bracha on halal b'Rosh Chodesh, according to Tosfos and the Rosh Gedolei Ashkenaz, we do. And that is the opinion of the Namo, following in the footsteps of Gedolei Ashkenaz, as he always does. And according to the Rambam in Hilchas Chanukah, we don't. And the Bisyos of Tov Chov Bais, as always, paskins like the Rambam. That is only Rosh Chodesh, because neither the time is a time which is fitting for halal, nor the halal is a proper halal. But halal b'Leil HaSeder, the time is ripe. Hashiyeh Lechem k'leilas kadosh chag. And the halal is a proper halal. That is why you keep, even according to the Rambam, you say a brocha. And the same regarding Ner Chanukah b'Beis HaKnesses. It is the proper time for Ner Chanukah, and it's actually a proper Ner Chanukah with Persum Einisa. It's only a minig, but a minig of this nature, even according to the Rambam, you could say a brocha. So a Mincha Sosa that was not yet printed, and I hope it'll be in Chelik Dalet Shalas Achuvas Mincha Sosa, which we're working on right now. Baruch Hashem, recently the new edition of the Torah came out, and that's a sefer I've been promising for a few years. Baruch Hashem, sefer finally came out. We have some sforum outside. Many more could be ordered. So I have somewhat of a disagreement with the Mishnah Brura. Ofer ani tachat kapos ragav, but kachi darko shel Torah. The Mishnah Brura Siman Tov Peches Sif Kotten Beis says, if you skipped one word in Halal, you need to go back from that word, from that posik, and say Halal once again from there till the end. Because Karoy Lemafreya Lo Yotzo. That's a Gemara Megillah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. As we could assume, if it's Masechet Megillah, the Sugi is talking about Megillah. You need to read Megillah from beginning to end. And it needs to be Lefi HaSeder. If you read the second Perek before the first, or the fourth before the third, you're not Yotze. And you need to go back and read consecutively from there till the end. V'chein b'halel, kore l'mafreya lo yotzo. You need to read Pirkei Halel Lefi HaSeder. The Mishnah Brura writes, if you skipped one posuk or one word, you need to go back and read from what you skipped straight till the end. So it is clear in the Mishnah Brura, if you skipped one word, you weren't Yaitse. V'aniyakotin v'hadal. I don't think so. Because the tour in two different sources. Tof Beches and Elchas Pesach. Tof Reish Mem Dalet in Hilchas Sukkah. In both these sources, the two quotes of Machlekes between Maram Rutenberg and his great Talmud, the Rosh. The Maram Rutenberg paskin, in those days in which we were Goymer Esa Halal, when you say Halal Sholem, the Nisuch HaBroch Esa Shekedishonu B'mitzvoyis HaVitzivonu Ligmor Et HaHalal. Because when you say Halal Sholem, it is an entire Halal. You need to say Le Gemorat HaHalal. The Rosh disagrees. And the Rosh says, no. You always say lekro et the halel. And lekro means reading the halel, whether it's partial or it's the full halel. It is the same. After all, it's lekroi es halel. And the Rosh says, if we would say the brocha legmor et the halel, then if you skip one word, it's a brocha levetola. And therefore, it's not recommended to say legmor et the halel. It's preferable to say lekro et the halel. So I think it is very clear from this machlokes, me'ikar din halel, if you skip a word, you're still yoitza. And that is why the Rosh says, it's not kedai to say ligmor et halel, because if you skip a word, you're going to have a brocha levatola. What's the Rosh's problem? Brocha levatola doesn't have a problem with halel. So both Rama Rutenberg and the Rosh say, if you say legmor et halel, you need to be makpid not to skip a word. But Rama Rutenberg says, be careful. You say legmor et halel, be careful not to skip. And the Rosh argues, why get into a problem? Why say legmor et halel, and then if you skip a word, you have a brocha levetola? Why not say lekro et halel? Lekro means whether you say halel sholem or not. So what is clear to me from this tool that mitzad dinei ha-halel, if you skip a word, you're still yoitz. So the Mishnah Berurah and Shaar Tzion struggles with shatten the tool. And the Shaar Tzion says, if you skip a word, you're not yoitz. Whether you said legmor et ha-halel, lekro et ha-halel, whether you said a brucha or not, you're not yoitz ha-halel if you skip a word. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah is nidchak, and his interpretation is, if there's a word you didn't read kidikduko, you didn't pronounce it properly, if you say ligmar sahalal, you have a problem. And this to me is so unreasonable. If you didn't pronounce a word properly, why would it make a difference whether you said ligmar sahalal or lekrotahal? If you skip a word, we could understand. If you said legmor, lo gamarta. If you say lekro, karata. But if the problem is dikduk oiseyoiseyu, why would it make a difference, legmor or lekro? And if we assume, if you didn't pronounce it properly, it is as if you skipped hadraku shel adichto. So if you skipped a word, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you weren't yoitz. So let me try to understand and explain where the Mishnah Berurah is coming from. And why was he so convinced, if you skip a word, you're not yoitza. And because of his firm conviction, he says such a doichik pshat in the tour. But before I explain the Mishnah Berurah, I want to voice my argument with an additional emphasis. So the din of a korel amafreya lo yotzo is in Megillah Yud Zayin. And as I said before, the sugya deals with Megillah. And then the Gemara says, v'chein lahalel, v'chein lekriya shema, v'chein letfilo. This aloch of korel amafreya lo yotzo is not only by Megillah, halel, krishma, tefila. You can't mix up the brachas. If you say one bracha before the other, you need to go back, and from that bracha till the end, and you say again the brachas you said, shalom kedin, v'chein b'kriya shema, v'chein b'halal. Regarding tefillah, it's a milseh de pshit, if you skip a word, you still yoitza. As long as you're not mishana memadbeya, shetavu chachomem b'brachas. So a person just asked me a few minutes ago, sometimes I daven Sfarad, sometimes I daven Ashkenaz, do I have a problem? Well, the difference between Sfarad and Ashkenaz is not that great in Shmoneh Esrei. So in Kiddushin, Nekadesh Yishimcho, Nagdishach, V'naritzach, but in most of the brochas, a word here, a word there. As long as the chasimus abrocha is proper, and as long as the essence of the brocha you said, skip the word kol alma yitmoide yotza. Regarding Megillah, if you skip the word kol alma moide lo yotza, So what's the klal? I think it's very simple. So regarding the Kodel HaMafreya, we have four different halachas b'chod ha-machta. Megillah, Halal, Kriya Shema, Tefillah. Berachas HaMozein and Tefillah, everybody agrees if you skip a word, it's okay. As long as you're not Meshara, Memadbeya, Shetov, HaChomem, and that is Chasimas HaBroch. Kriya Shema and Megillah, everybody agrees you skip the word, you weren't Yotze. And I think the difference is a very simple one. When you need to read a certain text, and this text is either in Toras Moshe or in Kisvei HaKodesh like Megillas Esther, you need to read the text. And the text needs to be read in its entirety. Tefillah is Shevach B'Koshes Rochem. There is no given text. Nusach HaTefillah is not in the Tanakh. Unlike Kriya Shema, which is a parsha in Toras Moshe, unlike Megillas Esther, which is one of the Megillas, it is part of Tanakh, it's part of Torah Shebichsav. And you need to read a certain text, which is Parsha Aleph, Beis Gimel of Kriya Shema, and Megillas Esther. That is Kriya. Kriya Shema is Kriya. And the Megillah, we say, Abrocha al Mikro Megillah. That is Kriya. Kriya needs to be in its entirety. Not so brochis, not so tefillis. In tefillis, each brocha has its essence. In Birchas HaMozen, each brocha has its essence. And Chazal teaches us. You need to say Bris, Torah, Binyan Yerushalayim. Those are the fundamentals. If you skip one of those, you weren't Yaitza. But when we're dealing with brochas or tefillas, if you skip a word, you're yotze. How do we define halel? And that is a fascinating question. On one hand, it's a given text, prokim in Tehillim. And that is why the Mishnah Berurah felt, what's the difference between Mikra Megillah, Kriya Shema, and Halel? These are prokim in Toras Moshe. This is Megillah Sesta. These are prokim in Tehillim. But they're fixed prokim. So we say Likroya Sahalel. The expression we quote in the Broche is Kriya, like Mikro Megillah, like Kriya Shema, Kriyas Hahalel. So that's the point of the Mishnah Berurah. And because probably it was so posher to him, he struggles with the tour. But I say, but the tour is very clear. Lanias Daiti, yes. So Halal is Pirkei Tehillim. But that is just what Chazal suggested and what Chazal felt. The mitzvah of Halal essentially is not Kriya. The mitzvah of Halal is Kishmo Kein Hu. Lehoidois Ulahalal. Singing the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, Chazal felt, could anybody do that better than Dovid HaMelech? Could anybody sing the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu nicer and better than Dovid HaMelech, who in Sefer Shmuel is defined as Ne'im Zemira Yis Yisroel? And if you need to sing the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let Dovid HaMelech do it in Sefer Tehillim. And that is why the way we say Halil is in Pirkei Tehillim. But that is not the Hagdoras Mitzvahs Halel. Unlike Kriya Shema, in its very definition is Likro Parsha Shema. Mikra Megillah in its very definition is Likro Et HaMegillah. Tell the story. And the story is as is in Megillas Esther. The Mitzvah of Halel in its basic definition is Lahalel Ulahudot. The reason we retell him is because nobody does it better than David HaMelech. So the way I see it, it is not a mitzvah that is essentially Kriya. It is a mitzvah which is Lohoidois ulahalel. We use the words of David HaMelech. And therefore, in my opinion, if you skip a word, you are still Yaitza. And that is the Machlaikis, Merama Rutenberg, and Tur. Would it make a difference if we say Ligmar HaSahalel or Likroy HaSahalel? And both seem clearly to say, if you say Ligmar, you have a problem. You skip the word, you have a Bruch HaLevetola. It's not that we urine to Yaitza Halo, but you said Ligmar, and you didn't do so. And therefore, if you say Likroy, you skip the word, you are still Yaitza. So that is my disagreement with the Mishneh Berurah. Sometimes I tell people, yes, Lachshosh, maybe the Mincha Sosha isn't right. Unlikely, but yes, Lachush, especially when he disagrees with the Mishneh Berurah. And therefore, I would recommend when you say Halal, be very careful and try not to skip a word, regardless of what I just tried to explain. One other fascinating question, Me'inyan le'inyan ba'oisayu inyan. But before I speak about this question, I just want to say, I just said that the Mincha Sosha disagrees with the Mishneh Berurah, and I humbly recommended adhering to the Mishneh Berurah. However, I do have a Tana de'Misayeli, and that is the Prima Godim in Siman Tov Peches. And the Prima Godim clearly understands the Tur, the way I understand the Tur. If you don't say Ligmar HaSahalel and you skip the word, you have no problem. And you do not need to say Halal again, and it would not be defined as a Berucha Levetona. So a person was a Sfardi or a Chosid, and his custom, his minig is to say Halal Bebeis HaKnesses with a Berucha. He's not feeling well and he can't go to Shul. Would he say Halal at home before the Seder with a Berucha or not? Is this specifically a din of Halal Bebeis HaKnesses? So if the reasoning of this minig is Pirsum Minisa Shel HaTzibur, then if you're at home, why would you say Halal, especially with a Berucha? If the origin of this minig is some people that might not have a home, or they might not know how to say Halal when they go home, like Kiddush V'Avdolah Beis HaKnesses, then it is a minig of Beis HaKnesses, and not when you're home. So surprisingly, the Birke Yosef, quoting Ramami Pano, says, if you're a Sfardi, even if you're home, you say Halal before the Seder with a Bruch. And the only explanation of this opinion would be, number one, out of the three different reasons I said, what is the origin and the rationale of the minhag to say Halal in Shul? Because we can't say a Brocha on Halal b'Leil HaSeder because we split it in two, and there's a hefsek in the middle of the Halal. That is why we say Halal with a Brocha before the Seder. And according to that reasoning, even if you're alone at home, the minhag would be the same. And that is the psak of the Birke Yosef. So he spoke today about the minhag of Halal in Shul. What I strongly feel is, the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Oida Hashem ma'od befi, ubetoch rabim ahalaleno. And what we learn from this Pasuk is, when we sing the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we thank Him for the Nisim v'Neflois, for Rachamei Shemayim, you could do it in private, but there's a special inyan, B'toch Rabim Ahalaleno. Share it with others. Let them all sing the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yoidu L'Hashem Chasdoi, v'nifla'otav l'vnei Adam. That is a Pasuk in Perekuv Zion in Tehillim. Do you all remember what is Perekuv Zion? Chassidim start before Mincha Erev Shabbos, Mincha Gedoyla, Mincha Ketana, we say Perekuv Zion in Tehillim. It is the perek from which we learn arba'o shetzrichem lahoidois. Yordayamim, holchem idborios, choylen shenaslapa, osio, the gar arav beisa asurim. And this posek is a refrain. We quote it four times in this perek. And each and every one of the four, yoido l'shem chazdoi v'nifrotav l'vnei adam. And once again, what we learn from this posek, yoido l'shem chazdoi is number one, and that is between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you also have an obligation. Share it with others. Let others have, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nifrotav l'vnei adam, ode Hashem ma'od b'fi. Actually, this perek in Tehillim also deals with korban toido. So korban toido, in this week's parsha, in parsha Tzav, we learn of korban toido. Who are the ones that need to bring a korban toido? The same four. Arbo shetzrichem lahoidos. So korban toida is an interesting korban. Essentially, it's a shlomim, kodeshim kalim. And the korban toida is actually defined in Chazal as shalmei toida. But there are two lochas that are unique in which korban toida is different than any other shlomim. Other shlomim are shnei yomim v'layla echad. The toida is only yom v'layla. You have less time. The toida needs to be eaten with 40 loaves of bread, shloishim chometz and 10 matzah, and that's a lot of stuff to eat. You have less time and much more food. Why is that? The Sefarno offers a wonderful pshat, and he says, because korban toida, Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to eat alone. No way in the world you're going to finish 40 loaves of bread and a korban in one day. You have far more to eat and just two-thirds of the time to finish your meal. The Sefarno says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to invite others. Oid Hashem, oid b'fi, uv'seich rabim, alaneno. Make a suda seidoya. Bring your neighbors, bring your friends, bring your family. Have others share in your thanks. And that is unique, the Korban Toida. And that is why we say Halal in Shul. Let us all sing the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu together. B'toich Rabim, Ahalalenu. So this night is a very special night. Leil Shemurim. It is a night like no other. We have many glorious days, magnificent days, uplifting days, great days. Chagei Mumoyadim. But we have one night that is unique, and that is Leil HaSeder. What do we want to achieve by Leil HaSeder? Emunah in Betochen and Chizuk, bringing all our children together, singing the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this night we eat matzah and moror as well. And Rabbi Yankov Emden explains the four kashas, the four questions every child asks his father. Manishtanu alayla azam ekol alaylo. He said, Rabbi Yankov Emden explains these four questions are actually one. Four that boil down to one fundamental question. And what our children want to understand and what baffles them is, what exactly are we supposed to remember this night? Avdus or Cheres? Golus or Geula? On one hand, we eat Moror, which obviously comes to remember our pain, our suffering, via Moror Uschayayim, but we eat Kibbenei Malachim, we eat Matzah. So what are we supposed to remember? And our answer is both. Matchel Begnusu Mesayim Bishvach. We need to remember the hard days, the difficult days, the painful days, the golos, and not only the golos. And why is that? The Zohar says, only a slave knows to appreciate freedom. And only those that were terrified by the blackness of night will appreciate the light of day. And that is why Matchel Begnus U'Masayim B'Shvach. That is the Zohar. I'm a son of survivors. Both my father and mother were there. They were in Auschwitz. They were on the death marches. I'm a Talmud of the great Kreuzberg Rebbe. He was there. He lost a wife and all his 11 children, his entire family. And he was left alone in the world. When these people sat at their Seder night, surrounded by family, b'shalom, b'shalva, they could appreciate what this means. So the Zohar says, only a person that knew bondage and slavery will appreciate freedom, and only those that sat in the dark will appreciate light. But my feeling is it goes far beyond that. And this idea is far more profound. Rabbi Kiva ben Yosef teaches us, Kol di avid rachmana letav avid. And even when we suffer and we pain, and when things seem to be dark, we need to be mechazik in amuna, and believe in a way. In a way, Kol di avid rachmana letav avid, the Kodesh Baruch always loves us, He is always with us. And whatever He does is to the better. I heard from my great Rebbe, why is it that when we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we cover our eyes? So the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Kriyas Shema says we shouldn't be distracted. We shouldn't look at different things and have distractions. But if that is the only reason we could simply close our eyes or look into the Siddur, lifting your hand and covering your eyes seem to be some symbolic act. So the Kleiser Magarevi said, we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu. We all know that Shem Avaya is the Shem of Rachamim. Elokim is Midas Adin. We say Hashem Elokeinu. Sometimes the Kodesh Baruch Hu seems to smile down on us, and sometimes He seems to be angry. We have better days, and in the life of each and every individual, sometimes there are tougher days. We all deal with pain and with challenges. We say Hashem Elokeinu, but we believe Hashem Echad. It is all Havaya. It is all Racham. Sometimes it's difficult to see, and that is why, yes, we cover our eyes. As if to convey a message, regardless of what you see, we try to feel. Called David Rachmana Letav Avid. That is what Rebbe Kiva ben Yosef taught us. So on this magnificent night, we eat matzah. Matzah is a zecher l'geula. We eat maror. Maror is a zecher l'goros l'avdus. And then comes koirech. And we eat matzah and maror together. That conveys the message, matzah and maror, essentially, profoundly, are the same. And even in maror, you could feel the ta'am matzah. And that is koirech. So I'm not that big in gematrias, but let me share with you an interesting gematria. Matzah and Moror Biyachad are exactly the gematria of Kol Mada Oved Rachmona Letav Oved. I don't expect you to figure out in your head. Take a pen without the koil, without the yeshiva. Matzav Amora Biyachad, Kol Mada Oved Rachmona Letav Oved. And that what Koirech comes to convey. So there's a famous Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer in Tshuva writes, you should not eat chasa. Because chasa is a chashash teloim. Once upon a time, chasa was infested with worms. Chassam Sofer recommends only tamcha. Tamcha is what we call chazeres in modern Hebrew, horseradish. So the Chassam Sofer writes, but chasa, The Gemara says that Flametes and Mesech HaPsochem is a remes chas rachmona alan. So if you eat tamcha, the Chassam Sofer says, I'll give you another remes. Tamchi aroshetayves tomid mesaprim kvoid eil. And if you eat apia, which is another form, you could be mechaven kel poyel yeshiyos oto. Seems to be a bit strange. Were you ever at a Hasidic Shechasana by the mitzvah dance? There's a grammar, a batchen. And he has a ready list. All the mechatonim, whether his name is Akiva or Eliyokim or Yosef or Pinchi, he has Ruach HaTevis for any name. But the Chassam Sofer wasn't a batchen. And the Leila say that it's not a mitzvah dance. So when the Chassam Sofer writes these Ramazim, they merit some thought. And I think he conveys a very profound message. We eat morer, and that is a zeicha v'yamorer v'schayehem. But what we're trying to understand and appreciate and feel b'leila seder is, even when we eat morer, it is to our better. In a way, we believe, we cover our eyes, and that is Tomid, always. So when Moshe Rabbeinu pleased with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Parshas Ki Tiso, and he says, Hareini no es kvoidecho, the Gemara and Brochas of Zion says, what did he ask for? Tzadik v'raloi, Rosh HaVetoivloi. And that is, Hareini no es kvoidecho, and that is Tomid Misaprim, Kvoid Eil. Tomid, always, even when we eat more. And Eil Poyel Yeshio Soto. Because I'll say sometimes, Memaka Atzma Metakan Rutuyo. Sometimes what seems to be a gezeira, what seems to be a terrible tragedy, works out. And at the end of the day, you see, that was part of salvation. And that was part of the Yeshua. And that is a fundamental message we hope to convey, B'leila Seder. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help you, should always be able to see Rachamei Shemayim and not only struggle to cover our eyes and believe. We should see Rachamei Shemayim Ki Yemeitzeischem Me'eretz Mitzrayim Arenu Neflois. We should be able to see Nefloas Hashem and Chas Neshamayim. So here also we should be Zoich, Benissa Nigalo, Benissa Nasid and Legoel, great days are approaching. And Pesach is this man of Geula, we should be Zoich, Bekor of Yemenu, to see, Ki Ayin Ba'ayin Yiru B'Shuv Hashem Tzion, V'Niglo Kvoid Hashem, V'Ro'o Kol Bosa Yachlov Kepi Hashem Diva, we should be Zoich, to Binyam Beis HaMikdash, V'Shom Noichal, Men Azvochem, V'Men Apsochem, Shiyagi Adom HaMalkiyem Esbachacho, Bemehero v'yomeinu amen.
Thank you, Rav Weiss. I just want to let Dal and Marvin have 2 minutes. There's farm outside for sale, and.